مارك الصحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected Haji Abu Bakr Rawat, we welcome you to this program and of course our listeners of مارك الصحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. The date today is the 28th of Dhul Qadah 1445. Remember مكة مكرمة, Medina منورة and Masjid al-Aqsa, other areas of the world too. It is the 29th of Dhul Qadah 1445. Let's welcome Mufti Haji Abu Bakr Rawat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Zaid Mona Zahid Sab and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba. Hope you're all in good spirit and good state of iman. May Allah Ta'ala increase for you, especially in this month of Zil Hijjah that's coming. Those 10 Mubarak days. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Let us correct our intention that we are sitting. We are listening to the advisors of Deen solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the full faith and hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us with 1,000 rakats of nafil salah. Ameen. So, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
I mean, Ya Rabbi Alameen, Haji Sahab, I'm just something disturbing that we just read now. So imagine people, what this world has become, that the mother turned down the PlayStation volume and he decided, the son decides to stab her 22 times. Not Muslim, but I'm just saying, what drives people to do this? And we know in Glenmore, the Muslim, the upper that was stabbed there over 20 times. What drives people to do all of this? Growing up, I'll just share my input. When we play this PlayStation, all of this, we see these games. One person, one Mulana, one day wanted to purchase this Grand Theft Auto game for one of his sons. I said, firstly, you should know more better than anyone else. And then this particular game you're going to buy specifically, not that we're advocating to play PlayStation, but look at the games that they're giving your children. In this game, Grand Theft Auto, they're producing another one, I think, in this year or next year. You can do absolutely what you want. The graphics is something that is mind-blowing. If you want to decide to just go shoot someone on the street, you can do it. You want to sleep with someone, pay money for, you can do it. You can do absolutely, you want to drink alcohol, you can do it. So all of this, what does it do? It entices the soul to do all of this filth. So here the mother turns down the volume and the son decides to stab the mother 22 times. And that will drive me to my question. Once we were just here driving in Lanesia, and I saw so many cops outside this house, and now we had to pass by. And I when there's a crime scene, even you don't see so many cops. So I just stopped, asked one of the cops, what's happening? Can we go past? Because I have children in the car. So he said, no, you asked that other person. He was a security. So I asked, what happened here? He said, no, the son wanted to kill the mother. This is something we saw, and I think our children that were in the car also, they were like devastated, what's happening here? So what drives people? I don't know, in Haji Sahab, in your times, if you growing up, if you heard stories, incidents like this.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I visited the drug center, and they always talk of how the person's mind works. How the person who sinates when he's in the condition of drugs, that he just builds castles. And especially this person that we went and visit, he doesn't think of the present. He's building for the future. So I remember our Sheikh Rahmatullah used to give us one story. That there was a person that collected honey, a big jar. And he called his worker and told him, please go and sell this in the marketplace. And the profits will divide it between the two of us. So happily, he was so happy that I'm going to get so much of money. And from there, he started building his dream that I'm going to buy a farm. I'm going to buy animals, two in pairs. They're going to be, I'll get rich, I'll get married. And when the children come and call me to come and eat, he shook his head and the whole jar fell. Because it was glass, they could nothing be saved or taken out without the glasses. So he went to his boss and told his boss that, you know what happened? That the whole jar fell. So the boss held his head and said, oh, my, all my profits are gone. I said, boss, your profit is gone. My whole family is gone. So this is what happens when you're in that intoxicated. Shaitan can do whatever he wants to with you. Because you're like a ball in his hand. He throws you in any corner he wants. So the advice to this brother was that, please, please, I beg you, don't take drugs. And this is what drugs does to you. Because then you don't have a clear mind. And this is what Shaitan does to you. He looks for that opportunity because you're in that state. He uses you to the maximum. That's why the hadith also say, every morning read 10 times, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, that Allah sends an angel to protect you. From after Fajr till Maghrib, and after Maghrib read again, an angel will look after you. So in these times, it is very important for our spiritual upliftment. Today, because our spiritual upliftment is low, that is why you hear things that you never heard in the past. Like the case I gave these two brothers, splash 10 million rand in 4 years. So if he was in right frame of mind, he wouldn't have did this on drugs, women, casinos, gambling, and drinking. Now imagine to splash 10 million in 4 years. It's a lot of money.
Just on this, last night we were coming back. So my car, there's something wrong. We're still trying to figure out what's, I think it's all the new cars apparently. When you just on the ignition, it just goes to some radio station. So sometimes it just goes and then you listen to the first few words of that, what they're speaking. So this person was saying that they were speaking about investments. So I don't know, how does gambling fit in with investments? Can you consider gambling? According to, for us, it's totally haram. But so they're discussing, this man says, you know, growing up, I saw my father. He would collect his envelope every Friday in a brown envelope. And that was the earnings for the week. Then he goes, the next day he spends all that money. And he sits for hours. And then he comes back frustrated, swearing everyone, cross. He's speaking about his own father, saying all of this. And he says, I learned from that how we just bust our money up in all of this. Yeah. And he says, for them, they must know how to stop. But how do you stop? How do you tell a man, you know what? There's the female, she's there for you. Everything, you just have to start now. But don't do it. Use protection. Islam cuts it from the roots. Don't even look in the first place. And then you love your wife more and she love you more. So that's, I'm just upset about the gambling. But look, even from their angle, they admit and acknowledge. She says, we know, we have to know when to stop. We say, cut it, stop it from the roots.
Alhamdulillah, Islam has given us all the solution. Like that white chip from Van der Bijl came this week. He gave me a surprise visit at home. He phoned, he was in the area, he came. So I told him what happened to your wife with the 3 year boyfriend she had. He said, through the blessing of those prayers you gave me, the first one ran away, swore, the second one, same thing, the third one also left. Then she filed for a divorce. So he gave her. Whatever he had 2 houses, he gave her one. He said, no problem, but I still forgive you for what you did. But he said, Abu, I never stopped continuing with those prayers. He said, and what the Almighty did for me, I got so many contracts, he's a carpenter, till the end of August. And every day there, I tell people I haven't got time now. I got so many work. They said, no problem. You give us a time. We'll wait till September, October, November, December. She said, I've come to one conclusion, that without prayer in your life, you are nothing. Now, if a non-Muslim is telling you this, that how much he benefited from prayers, he didn't understand what the Arabic, but it had an English meaning to it, that how much he benefited from these prayers, that she's now completely out of his life, and he can stay focused, and now she wants to come back.
Hmm.
She's repented for whatever she did. She wants to come back and make a home.
Hmm.
So I asked him, what are you going to do? He said, if she 100% reforms, I'll take her back.
Hmm.
We'll go back and perform our rituals and take her back. But this is to show example of a non-Muslim just having yakin and faith in the prayers, that how much he achieved. Now, as a Muslim, how much more can we achieve? So this brother on the drug center, I started with Fazail Amal, I bought him one. He says, every night I read it to the other boys that are non-Muslims. He said, they tell you, he said, we end up 2 hours reading Fazail Amal.
MashaAllah.
And they're enjoying the stories.
Mm.
So I'm telling him, I said, if the non-Muslim is enjoying so much, what should it be doing to you? Mm. How much of spiritual benefit you should gain?
Mm.
But this is our life. So Allah has given us all opportunities, especially now the 10 days of Zilhijjah are coming.
Mm.
There's so much benefit of it.
Mm.
Starting, and whoever can keep fast, try and keep fast for these 10 days. There are a lot of benefits. And there's the zikr of Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala relates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no other days of ibadat are more superior and loved by Allah Ta'ala, the first 10 days of Zilhijjah. One day fast is equal to 1 year's fast, and one night ibadat is equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. So our Sheikh, this Tuesday program said, every night after Isha, the first night of Zilhijjah, we'll have kitab reading, with the intention we're sitting to learn deen. So inshallah, we'll get the reward of 1,000 rakats. And for the males, try and read your Isha namaz and Fajr namaz wa jama'ah. So all, your whole night is recorded as ibadat, and you get 83 years of reward, Laylatul Qadr. So these 10 nights, if you utilize it properly, Quran recitation, istighfars, salatul tasbih, dua for the ummah, for Palestine. Alhamdulillah, see how much duas are being made worldwide for Palestine. Alhamdulillah, I think we are on the door of victory.
Mm.
The amount of bombardment and killing of the Israeli soldiers, it's on the increase every day.
Mm. And even from Maldives, we've seen countries you don't expect.
Sure.
They're standing up. They say they don't want the Israeli to even step foot on their country.
Sure.
Colombia now said they're not gonna. They don't want to transport coal to them anymore, cutting severing ties with them. So the question it leaves us, what happens to the Muslim countries? Sure. But anyway, no, that's for another day.
Allah's help will come.
Mm.
And a lot of them have reported that they see ghosts. They just see somebody standing in front of them. Next minute, they disappear. They kill how many and they run away.
Mm.
So Allah's help and Nusrat is there. We are knocking the door. Inshallah, the door will open. Inshallah, continuing with those few remedies that we started, that pineapple. Allah shukr, I did the recipe, and now for a week I'm drinking that water. Alhamdulillah, even your bowel movement, it works properly. One go. And then a friend of mine met me this week, and he was telling me about saving water, how important it is. He said he bought a spray bottle, just as experiment to see how much water he can save. Under 100 ml. He made a complete perfect wudu with a spray bottle. He said, then he decided in the house, the cisterns, when you flush, every time you flush, a complete flush, you're wasting 15 liters of water. So what he decided now, he just does a halfway flush. But that also now, when the children come, there's so much of water being wasted. So what he introduced now is a 5-liter bucket. And a 2-liter bucket. So when you go for number one, like we used to say to Azza Ustad for permission, if you're urinating, you use a 2-liter bucket. You're saving 15 liters at the time. There's modern cisterns that we have up to 10 and 12 liters at the time you're flushing. So if you use this system, in a day you can save up to 100 liters of water. So even introduce for the servants that a 2-liter bucket and a 5-liter bucket. So when they're doing some washing, they don't have to keep on opening the tap.
It's a clever, intelligent.
So they're saving water. And another thing you observed that as far as we are concerned, we waste a lot. When we go for a shower, one towel, and we throw it in the bin. Nothing wrong with that towel. You only wiped yourself off. Whatever dirt was, you washed it off. So that towel he introduced now in his family, use it for 1 week. After you finish shower, go and hang the towel outside. Let it dry. So how much of washing machine water do you saving? So those towels are washed only once a week. Yes, if it's smelly because of the weather, you couldn't hang it outside. He said then every second or third day. But our habit is one shower, one towel. And how much water, soap we're wasting. So if we start with these small, small actions, inshallah, we can save a lot of water. Yesterday's news was said Gauteng is on a water crisis. All the infrastructures are packing up. So let's start a little bit. And alhamdulillah, I've seen the benefit now for a week. We're saving over 100 liters, more than that, a week. So it's to our benefit.
About the towel thing, I once traveled with a pious person, family member also. So I saw he used to, in Jamaat, so used to, I couldn't understand, like a towel we use for wudu normally. You know those,
small to medium.
He used to use that and he said, why didn't you try it? So one day I tried it because he said it's on while you're traveling, it's easier because to get dry, all of that. So I went to, it is possible, you can use it and it gets dry quicker and it's also, you use it more efficiently because you're trying certain places. But then I travel with Mufti AK Saab. He uses a big towel. So I realize that's for to cover. Both is, one is, his method is cover your sharam, all of that, when you're coming out, all of this. So that's also, but then as Haji Saab says, we shouldn't just use it once and just let it, throw it in the washing. We should use it a few times at least.
No, but 1 week is perfect. I do it now, alhamdulillah. And then he told me a very interesting thing, which I forgot.
Because you are clean. You came out
you
clean.
You are clean. You're only wiping the water off your body. Then he told me, he says, when our late Sheikh Rahmatullahi always used to say that use water in a bucket. So I tried it. For first wuzu, first ghusl, you use 10 liters. For a sunnat ghusl, 20 liters. Some of us bodies are big, so you need a little more water because of the soap. And finally he said, I just use a hand washer because the sprays are quick. Now, if you stand under the shower, how much of liters of water you waste? He said, one other thing, because of modesty, he heard Mona Dawood Sirat say, we stand naked in the bathroom. So he started putting on a lungi. So he told his wife, now you take an old keftan, cut it on the side. Right, so your both hands are free. You can wash easily and use a hand shower. So it's easy to wash your body. So you don't use that hundreds of liters of water and you're saving water. So all these small, small things, Allah Fiz, give me the tawfiq. Alhamdulillah, I started. So shukar.
The lungi thing for us South Africans is, just feels like it's going to fall out. May Allah give us tawfiq.
No,
Also, with this pious person, when we went Jamaat, I learned another thing. He takes a lungi, but he puts a elastic around it. So it's a lungi, but it's also, you wear it like a pants. So that's one way of overcoming our fear of it falling off.
Now, the lesson to learn, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also, when they used to go out and bath, they used to have lungi on. And the ladies also, they used to cover their whole body and take the ghusl. So these small, small things, if we start practicing, the bigger things will look after themselves. But we have to start. And inshallah, I encourage all the listeners, let's start from today. Implement this in our lives. Inshallah, there'll be khair and barakat in it.
Oh, just one more thing about the lungi. My our Ustad Mulana Uthman Mewati, we used to ask him, like, don't you feel cold winter you're wearing lungi? He said, you people, you don't understand. This lungi, the heat causes friction in your body. So when you, that already is warmth and heat for you. So try, but be weak.
It's flesh on flesh.
Gee.
No, inshallah, look, in every sunnah there's barakah and khair in it. And Allah Ta'ala puts a lot of nur in that because you're doing sincerely and you're following the sunnah. Sunnah brings a lot of barakah in our lives. And what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did, there's khair and barakah in it, is to bring us closer to Allah. So the more sunnahs we implement in our life, inshallah, like this one brother I met also, he said, I have a small dastarkhan at home. I sit at home. And it's so easy. See, my kitchen's big. I just choose one corner. I sit in.
It's amazing, Jay.
And how much barakat it brings. We all eat from one dish. The children also. And how much of muhabbat it creates. That's what we're looking for today. And the solution is in sunnah. The more sunnah we practice, the more closer we're going to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
100%. The same food you eat on a chair. You eat it on the floor. It's... That's what attracted me to the sunnah. And we often feel shy, but you get these reverts who say, one revert told us on air, he got attracted to the sunnah of licking fingers. But we in our corporate, we say, no, eat to the fork. How are they, what are they going to think? It's unhygienic. But this, like Ajizab says, the sunnah is amazing.
Inshallah. Allah give me first the speaker, the tawfiq. To make amal and for the rest of y'all, inshallah, Allah accept. We've got a few minutes left, we'll make dua, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim innaka hamidu majid. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanata wa fil akhirati hasanata wa kina adhab al-nar. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afa fa'afu anni. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم والله forgive the أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والله guide the أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والله forgive every sin of the ummah and replace it with a virtue. Ya Allah, these 10 days of Zilijah are coming. Give us tawfiq to do good actions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, only and solely for your pleasure, Ya Allah. Accept our and give us the full reward of Laylatul Qadr every night, Ya Allah. And that build on our spirituality and give us tawfiq to follow every sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give us the tawfiq to recite much durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to follow your sharia and give us the tawfiq to make your dhikr in abundance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak servants, Ya Allah. We go off the path. Guide us to the path of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, which we read every day 35 times in Salah. Ya Allah, give us the true reality of the Surah Fatiha in our body, Ya Allah, and make it easy for us, Ya Allah, and guide us on the straight path. Ya Allah, whatever the needs of the Ummah are, fulfill it. You know better, Ya Allah. The Muslims in Palestine and wherever in the world are being oppressed, give them victory, Ya Allah. Victory is near. Fulfill their aim and ambitions, Ya Allah. They are not worried of this world, Ya Allah. Every word they say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. You are sufficient for us, Ya Allah. They have so much yakin in you, Ya Allah. You also give us the tawfiq to have that yakin of you, Ya Allah. Allah, through the barakat of the durood recited in the world, accept our du'as. To the zikrs made in the whole world, accept our du'a, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, through the durood recited by you, O Allah, and the malaika, through that barakat also accept our du'as. We have full faith you're going to accept all our du'as, Ya Allah.
Ameen.
And those that are oppressed, give them victory. Those that are suffering financially, give them barakah in the sustenance. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. Allahumma inni as'alukum min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin wa alhamdulillah.
Amen, amen. Ajisab, we've just got 30 seconds, or we can say a minute also. For winter, I know we're supposed to discuss. You can give us just a few points, how to keep ourselves warm.
What I found very effective, we started it also, is barley soup, made purely of barley. Inshallah, I'll ask this lady that prepares in Ramadan. It has so much effect that even after we still... the iftari time, have a glass or a cup. Alhamdulillah, the whole tarawih, you don't even burp. That soup smell don't come into your mouth. And it's very nutritious because it's barley, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved barley.
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
You can even have that wabar soup, fresh vegetable soup, and ginger tea whenever you're feeling cold or that. It builds up your immune system. Inshallah, we'll discuss more next week.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan, Ajisab, for your time and for coming out for us. We appreciate you, O listener, as well, for taking out the time to listen to us as well. Make dua for us from us and the team. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.